another episode of Shasha's Well. How's your week been? I hope great, and you guys made success, you know, this week. Well, mine has been good for the most part of it. It's been wonderful, but at the same time, I also want to thank you guys for taking time to listen to my podcast every week. You know, you guys inspire me to, you know, to want to do more. Thank you so much, because for every time you guys listen, I feel like I'm touching one or two lives out there. So you can also use the opportunity to touch someone's life too by sharing, and also you can leave me a voice message. There's a link on the page where you can leave me a voice message, you know, to tell me anything, maybe tell me how the episode went, you know, just okay. So this week I'm gonna be giving a continuation of last week, loving people genuinely. You know, this week it's so funny how you say you want to do something and for some reason things pop up to try, should I say, to try your faith or to try your decisions, kind of like to test your decisions, like if you really would, you do what you said, you know. Just like when you say you have new resolutions, things come up and then you're like, okay, you couldn't do this. So now this week was, I mean, last week I said, oh, we could love it genuinely, and I really had in mind to continue this episode to love people genuinely, you know. And it was funny how things just occurred this almost every day of the weekend. For me, it was like testing me on how to love people genuinely. And it's awesome. I got more exposed, you know, to how to actually love or show love people genuinely. Okay, so one thing I learned this week was a soft answer. You know, it's kind of funny because you'll be like, a soft answer? Yeah, a soft answer. Like, you know, if you tell me, you say you love me, you know, and then in good and in bad, you still have to be constant with it. You know, that's one thing I really do appreciate my husband for. He's like consistent. I don't know, like we have this heat of moment, and there's, you know, something going on, and you see me, I act different, opposite to as in I just act totally different to how he reacts. But he's so consistent in showing me love. Now, for a few people who know me, I can be a handful. Okay, I can be sweet, I can be sour, I can be, you know, but he is sweet all the time. So how does he do it? There was one day he told me, he said, Sharon, you need to learn how to pick your battles. I tell you, I didn't understand. There's some words it just says, and I'm like, here it goes again, dropping words that would just quench the fire, and then I would just won't be able to say anything afterwards. Okay, so now something happened this week, about 3 different days, and for some reason, I realized that for me to show, it's not like I'm trying to show the person that I love the person, you know, but I'm just saying that I was taught that from that experience that one way to show that I love people or that I love someone is to not reply or not act in anger or not act in response to how angry you feel at the moment. So now, I know in Proverbs 15 verse 1 it says a gentle response diffuses anger, and a sharp tongue like mine kindles a temper fire. And then it says, it went further in verse 2 to say, knowledge flows like spring water from the wise. Fools are like leaky faucet dripping nonsense. You can imagine. It's in the Bible. So now, when that episode, that thing happened, I was like, on the first occasion, I really wanted to react. But on the other two occasions, and I'm like, I'm not gonna say this. I'm just gonna be quiet and just respond in love. And I did. And I tell you, it really, really diffused the situation. Then I remember what my husband said. You need to learn to pick your battles. And then there's this friend of mine at work. She tells me, no, my mom says it all the time. So she says, whatever they say to you, just apply it on your skin, like body cream or body lotion. But then I'm always like, body cream or body lotion. I mean, if a body lotion doesn't smell nice to me, I'm not gonna put it on my skin. Right? But then it's just a saying. It's not like literally just take every negativity, but just learn to pick the ones that really, not every action or not every situation requires your reaction. Okay, so now that's it. Then another way to show love genuinely is appreciating people in your lives. How do you do that? How could you ask appreciate people in your life? A simple checkup, a simple gift. I know we live in a generation where most people now are all about in the fast lane. They all just want money. But I mean, you still gotta take out time to still show them love too. You could check up on them, you could buy gifts or send a thank you note. There was one thing that my mother-in-law, then I was not yet a daughter-in-law, and she gave me a thank you note, and she wrote some things to bless me, and she said, you are really a blessing to my family, to me. You know, paraphrased of course, but it was a short and a sweet note. I tell you, I still have that thing. I didn't throw it away. And she sent, time to time she sends, she would just send me a thank you note or a thank you message or thank you text. I tell you, I felt loved. I felt like, wow, if she could be doing this to me, I mean, how much more would she do to her own kids? You can imagine. I mean, if I'm going into a family, it's kind of automatically that makes me one of her kids, right? And I'm telling you, up to today, she hasn't deviated. She hasn't. She still remains sweet. So, one way, like I said, you need to appreciate people in your life. You need to let them know that your actions show that you love them. You know, words are cheap. Okay, I could tell you, hey, I love you, but then I need to show that I really love you. Another way too, you could always, I mean, put a smile on your face, because I'm telling you, their smile in a day can make up your whole day. You know, it's something you can't shy away from. There are people whose personality really just makes your day. Imagine if you have a a good looking face as a guy, you're handsome looking, and then everything about you is good, but then your personality is zero. I mean, you know, so really one way, like I said, you can show love genuine is that you try to appreciate the people in your life. Make efforts to show that you love them. Okay, then another thing is you want to, when you're showing love, don't expect anything back. Yeah, I did hit a spot, right? Let me give you an example. So say for example now I'm getting something from my little kid or my niece or my nephew, or you have a colleague at work, or you're even dating someone, and then you just out of the goodness of your heart, you got something for the person. I mean, if you're expecting something back, I mean, that's no longer love. That's show off. Okay, now, I mean, that does not mean that when someone does something nice to you because I said or because you read somewhere, you shouldn't expect something in return when you show love. Doesn't mean you shouldn't say thank you or you shouldn't be appreciative. You should. So that's it. You need to because if you show love without expecting anything in return, I'm telling you, you would not even be hurt. You know, I have a friend, she told me these words, like, let me see, she told me in 2014, yeah, I think they're about 2014, when she said, so we were in a group then, and then in the group I noticed that there was really no love among a lot of people amongst us, and there was this, the people were playing favorites. I mean, I hate when I'm in a place and people play cliques. They play this, they have this cliques, or people who are in their, you know, group or whatever. And I'm like, so I walked up to her because she was the leader, and I told her, I said, hey, I don't know, this, for this thing to work, I'm kind of feeling some certain vibe that I really don't like. I feel like you're playing favorites, and then that way it's kind of dividing us, and then it feels like we don't love ourselves. And then she said something, she said, Sharon, if you're showing love and you don't expect it, you will not even know you're not receiving it. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. So I mean, I thought, I said, that doesn't even make sense. You know, I'm like, how would you show love and not expect love? And she was like, yeah. So then it occurred to me that even before Christ, before we became, like before we were born, he already died for us while we're yet sinners, because we're born with sin, right? He died for us. How much love, or what better way can we emulate love? I mean, I know it's not easy. I'm telling you, just some people you just see, they do not deserve your love, no doubt about it. But you show them love anyway. Just do your own, and just do it like you're not even doing it conscious. Like you're not, like, you're doing it to, like, show that you're showing love to the person. You understand? You're doing it because that's who you're made of. Love is who you were born with love. Okay, so let's emulate God, who is love, because he is love personified. Okay, so now that's it. Then one more thing, one last thing. In showing love genuinely, caring for people, trying to understand people of what they're going through, praying for them, you know, making effort to appreciate them, and then trying to answer with a soft reply or whatever, one thing I've noticed, it takes patience. It does take patience. In fact, I would say endurance. You know, kind of like when you're running the marathon, you don't run with so much strength, you run with endurance. That's how love is. I tell you, I really, really learned a lot this week. And that's one thing that has opened my mind. Like it has made me see how I don't know how to explain it, but it just changed my perspective. And now I'm beginning to learn new ways on how to love people. Okay, and now I decided to share with you guys. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but there's one thing I know, I'm always working to be perfect. So that's what I want you guys to be too. I mean, surely imagine if everybody in the world shows love genuinely to everybody. I mean, you don't, not just to your people, not people you know, just strangers. How would the world be? It would be a better place, wouldn't it be? Alright, so thank you so much for listening. It's been a wonderful journey with you guys. Thank you so much. And don't forget to leave a voice message. If you have, there's a link on the page. You can always leave a message and I will always listen to it and reply. Thank you so much. Please listen and share. You're the best. I love you.